Thank you for calling XPO. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Marvin. My name is Dave Jezikowski. We have a delivery of appliances tomorrow, and my wife got a confirmation call. And so when we bought the appliances this past Sunday, I believe, the manager at Best Buy who did the sale for us accidentally put his own information in there instead of ours.
He put his address?
We called the next day. He changed it. But when they called and confirmed today, it was the wrong address.
Okay. Let me see if it has been changed. If not, they would have to. I can't even go in. It won't even let me go in the system and change it. But let me just see. Just to confirm that for you, what's your telephone number with the area code?
I believe you're probably doing my wife, so it's going to be 630-947-5935.
Why would he put his phone number, his address in there?
No clue. We called and got it changed, but...
Okay, just a second, sir.
No problem.
Okay, it's going to take a second for my system to upload this. Just a second.
Don't worry.
I'm still waiting for it to upload, sir.
Yeah. Completely okay. I get it. I love technology.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. And could you verify your first and last name?
My name is David Jezikowski. G as in George, E, S as in Sam. But it also might be under my wife's name is Jennifer.
Okay. And is it under Josh Holly? Or is
That's the manager.
Okay. And
Josh Holland?
Yes, sir. And is his address 5 Hilltop Lane?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Our address is not that. So, all right, I'll try to get a hold of him and try to get.
Yes, sir. You have to call. You have to contact the store or Mr. Holly. He's gonna have to correct this. He may have to do another work order.
Yeah, it's not you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just like frustrated with him.
Yes, sir. I would be too, sir. I'm sorry about the confusion. And once again, we thank you for calling XVO, and you have a nice rest of the day, sir. I'll try to have a nice rest of the day.
You as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You.